Hey, this is the Wednesday, February 19th, 2020, 2 p.m. board business meeting in the BCC conference room. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in a few. All right, we're back after a short break, and it's 2 p.m.
2:11 now.
2 p.m. board business meeting. Department Director Performance Evaluations. Mm-hmm. Mr. J.J. Schofield, how are you?
I am terrific.
Great.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Okay, so this is an ongoing discussion we've had for a few months. And really the issue at hand is there has been inconsistent evaluations done for directors. And this isn't even a this board issue, it's kind of a long-standing board issue, predates all of current commissioners.
Right.
At least in the 6 years I've been here, it's kind of been the case. Some commissioners regularly get them done, some don't, and so putting a structure together that is a little more consistently executed is of good value, in my opinion. I have talked to all the department managers; they all agree, yeah, this is an inconsistent thing, and we'd like to see it more consistent.
Did the department head see this?
Yeah.
This whole document?
Yes. So, really, in looking at what are we going to do to fix this particular thing, there's a couple things we need to do. And the first thing is we need to determine what is going to be evaluated, and then how is that evaluation going to be administered. So, last time we met was a few months ago, and I basically talked about the reason I think that evaluations are inconsistently executed is that a lot of commissioners have voiced that it's challenging to really give ratings on all the criteria that are in our standard evaluation because you're not in-depth every day with all the departments. There's certain stuff you just don't know. And if you don't know, it's hard to say, well, I think you're doing well or not so well. And so I made a recommendation to simplify the evaluation structure to just focus on the things that are important to the Board of Commissioners and that you have the requisite knowledge to answer. And that is a four-category evaluation. And the Board, at the time, said we like the idea, but we think that maybe we should have another category or two. We think four is too limited. So I included a couple more categories. One on customer service and one on job knowledge.
And do you have those or are those
yes.
just for you to have?
No. They were in your packet last time.
Okay, I don't have a packet last time.
I also printed out some copies.
Thank
you.
Well,
so,
man, that's in my today's paper. Someone brought me. But I'll take another copy.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Got it.
Just a one-page front and back.
Okay, I'll use it.
I also simplified the rating system. So instead of having a 5-point scale, it's a 3-point scale. You know, basically, you're wherever we want you to be. You're overachieving, or you're not quite where we want you to be. So I think it is easier to administer, and I think that it is really a focused response on, you know, rating what our department managers are doing. I have looked at probably 15 or 20 different counties and cities and what do they do, what do I like, what do we not like, and that's really how I came to the genesis of this recommendation. I did sit through I guess they'd call it a sales pitch from a company that uses some software, and the challenge is it's expensive. I mean, it's if you rolled it out countywide, it would cost $44 per employee or something like that. So total cost of, you know, $22,000 to $25,000. And I don't actually see a ton of return on investment on that. I think that it's a tool some people would like, and some people wouldn't use it all because it was kind of complex. Some people would like it a whole lot, and others would like, eh.
Right.
So I think really what we should focus on is the specific issue at hand, which is directors don't get regular evaluations. And
the charter says do it.
Well, The charter says it does, but whether that is a constitutional provision is up for debate.
Legal counsel has weighed in that this is something we're required to do.
Right.
So should. I know that staff, or you've said there's a challenge, but legal counsel's opinion and what they've advised is that we do have to do it.
Right, and I think it's a common practice.
I think whether we are legally mandated, it's kind of irrelevant in the sense that all three of you said we want to do this and we should do this.
What's the box over here for?
This little box?
Employee self-evaluation. They're doing this. The employee is doing this for themselves?
Yeah, typically our process is...
So we're not evaluating them, they're evaluating themselves?
You can do both.
So typically what we do is we have someone do a self-evaluation. So this is how I think I'm doing. And then the manager evaluates them. And it is a good tool to help you see if the way you see your staff is the same way they see themselves.
Right. And you've got a couple options 1, 2, and 3 about how we could proceed using this tool.
Yeah.
Right?
So the first step is what should we evaluate? So we can evaluate using standard county evaluation form. I think that it would be better to focus it. We could use a simplified, which is just the 4 category, or we could use a slightly expanded, which is the 6 category, which is the most recent that I came up with.
Right.
Or if you want something else, we can do something else as well. But I would recommend sticking with 6 categories. I think that it is still a focused evaluation that deals with the subject that you guys, have the understanding to be able to assess, and also that's important to the board as a whole.
And which employee fills this out? Just department heads and managers?
So for this is just for directors. So a department head would do a self-eval.
11 of them or whatever it is?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, just the appointed department managers. So myself and Arthur and Rob and Nate and the other, Sarah.
Okay. And Sarah. But not sheriff, county clerk, assessor, treasurer.
No electeds.
No electeds.
Yeah, typically don't do an evaluation on elected. They get evaluated by the populace every 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. We can still form our own opinion.
Absolutely.
But it's not the same process. That's something. Yep. That excludes them from this process.
These 6, you're recommending the 6, got it.
I would recommend the 6.
Okay. Does it cover everything that we're looking for? I'm looking down through it. I'm not reading the underlying stuff, but accountability, adaptability, budget, communication, customer service, and knowledge. It's kind of what I used to use on a bid sheet. It just reminded me that's something I needed to do.
Yeah,
I just went through every one of the checklists, and I knew that I had the bid. The number covered everything. But you need to be reminded of that every time. And this is good because if it covers the whole scope of vision, it's not too detailed, right?
Well, there's more in a department than is covered in here. But I think this focuses on the things the board cares about and has the knowledge within the department to answer. So, like, when I evaluate my staff, and I have another category, safety, because I know directly whether my staff do things to improve safety within the county. I don't know if the board would know that with all the departments. Could you find it out? Yeah, you could, but that's not something that I think that you would know without extra research.
And probably wouldn't apply to every department anyway. Safety would be public works and parks and stuff, but certainly may not be Nate.
Or the BCC office.
There's how important varies depending on the department and how risky their jobs are. But my point is, you could get that answer, but it would take some research and you'd have to ask other people. Right. You wouldn't just know it. Are they meeting the needs of their constituents? Well, that's something the board probably knows.
Well, and how their relationship is to the public through us and when we're trying to get information gathered or communicate.
I think that you would have the ability to do these. I know I've met with some commissioners in the past who were struggling to complete evaluations, and what I found is they just had a hard time answering the questions because they just didn't know it in depth. And we used to have more categories than we even have now. We used to have 13 categories. And they were just like, I don't know. I don't know whether the department manager does this. How do I find out? And so I think focusing it to what's really important to the board as a whole has value.
Well, and after going through a cycle, we may have different or more suggestions, but we got to start.
Yeah.
And so we got 2 questions today. What kind of form? Is it going to be 4 or 6 or some other number?
So the first thing we
Well, and I'd like to offer some additional information on that. I believe before we decide on what form, I gathered information from other counties, and it might be worth looking at what do some of the other counties look at to see if there's anything that we like would want to add in. Or so I have some other samples of what other and in all of them, there's answers for not applicable, so it may be something that doesn't apply in that circumstance. It's common that you can have them do a self-eval and then go over it with the commissioners, and we either agree or don't agree. Or you can sit down like we would, right, say JJ's doing a self-eval, right, or we're going to do JJ's eval, and we'd have the form, and we go through, okay, how do you think you're doing on this, and we grade it together. Coos County does it, that the department head and each commissioner each do an evaluation of each department head, and so there's four evaluations that get submitted with each person. They don't really have a methodology of if there's conflict. They just all go into the file together, and I don't know that I would recommend that. I think that it might be worth seeing some of the samples of some others do. So I printed off a couple counties that have provided forms so you guys can see some other samples of the why. And one of the things I like on some of them is they have a process of goals and accomplishments and different things that you can fill out, next year's goals. They talk about instructions so that we're all on the same page about what we're looking for.
So this one has goals too, just a little different.
But if you guys are interested, Douglas County, theirs looks complicated to me because there's an instruction sheet that's two-sided that says purpose and what the forms are. There's a past evaluation period where there's kind of objectives met. There's department head self-evaluations.
More of an essay than it is.
And job objectives looking to the future. This is their goal set. And so I'm not saying that there's one I'm recommending. Right. I think it would be valuable to see some different feedback of what other places are doing, because there you can say, gosh, I really know I don't want that. And in comparison, okay, yeah, I do want to do this. Or there's one that might be I like that portion. I like that it talks about what's the purpose, that there'd be a policy that talks about that, and so the expectations are known up front, and it puts protections in place for us, and here's my guidelines for evaluating. It puts protections in place for the department head. They know what we're going to be looking at when we do the evaluation. So I like having that defined for the sake of it not being individually based on an opinion. It would be based on here's these guidelines to go through, and we follow those guidelines. But if you guys are interested, I have some samples from some other counties so that you can see some other examples as well, and then kind of see is there something it may make one or more stand out more, but this way we can all kind of see some pros and cons.
Right, which I wouldn't mind looking through. I do like this start of six and the two on the back. And so then I would kind of ask that out of these three options, because we could add or subtract from this, but do we have a preference on how to administer the evaluations with? I think you were about ready to present those three.
Yeah.
So if you'd go ahead.
So in determining what evaluation form you want to use, so I'll just pretend that you've selected this one. It doesn't have to be this form, but
right.
There's a few different options on how you can administer it. And I did look at other counties of similar size who do not have a county administrator in looking at what do other places do. And Coos County has all of the evaluations done in executive session with the full board. All of the other ones don't.
Does the director come with his own self-eval to those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, in Coos County, that's what they do.
Right.
The director has a self-eval, and then each individual commissioner fills it out, and then they meet and
discuss it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And that's option one.
Yeah, what I gave is pros and cons to each option. So that's option one. The pro of doing that is...
So what are you, which piece of paper are you on right now?
This one right here, option one.
Okay.
Yep.
The advantage of doing that is all the commissioners get to weigh in on the performance of all the department managers, and the department managers know where they stand with all three of their bosses. So
that, I get that?
Yep, it's on page one. I got one.
I brought copies just in case.
Come prepared.
The downside of that is it is administratively burdensome. The challenge is it's hard to get the commissioners to fill out one evaluation on the department that they're liaison to. Getting them to fill out an evaluation on every single department manager is more work. The other thing I don't like about it, or at least as a challenge with it, is it does increase public scrutiny on your department managers because it has to be a public meeting. It is an executive session unless the department manager wants to make it open session. But it adds a level of scrutiny to department managers that most department managers don't like. When I did ask what other counties did, and I said, do you have an executive session meeting, everyone who didn't went, oh gosh, no, I wouldn't want to do that. That was the response. Just because it is a public meeting, you're going to talk about the performance of your department manager in a public meeting. So that's the downside of doing it that way.
Wait, why would they say they wouldn't do an executive? I've heard back from some that they do.
Coos County does. All of the other ones who are similar-sized counties who do not have an administrator do not do it in executive session. They don't have the full board weigh in.
Okay, so that's why they don't have it in a public meeting, because they don't have the full board weigh in.
Yes, yes. Option two is have all of the BCC fill out the form, average the scores, and then if the performance is below competent, which is, you know, competence where you want to be, then you schedule an executive session meeting to address the performance. So that's option two. The advantage of doing that, it is you still get all of the commissioners have a chance to have input on all of the evaluations, and it does reduce public scrutiny. My thoughts on the when you would have a public meeting here, you should have one. If I have a department manager who's not meeting your needs, you should have a public meeting and talk about, hey, director, you're not meeting my needs. And we've had occasions in the past where department managers weren't meeting the needs, but it wasn't addressed in an effective way, in my opinion. So this would facilitate that. The downside is it still is you still have each commissioner have to evaluate all of their department manager, so it is a bit more administratively burdensome. And the full BCC is less informed about the performance than the liaison is typically. So you may not work with that department manager very closely, so your ability to give an evaluation would be potentially hindered versus someone who does work with them a little closer. So then the final option that I have is option three, where the liaison completes the evaluation and then submits it for the full board to review. If the board is okay with it, they just the liaison presents it. If an individual commissioner says, I don't agree, then they have the right to do that, and it reverts to option two. So if Darren does an evaluation on a department and gives them terrible scores and they think they're the worst department manager ever, and you're like, I don't think so, I think they do a better job, then you can say, I'm going to initiate option two, and then the full board just does an evaluation, and we take the average score. Vice versa, if you give them straight top scores and you're like, they're good, but they're not straight top scores, you can do that. The advantage of option three, it's the least administratively burdensome, it's the most efficient, and all three commissioners have the ability to weigh in. They don't have to weigh in, but they have the ability to if they want to. In talking to legal, he has no problem with option three as it relates to compliance within our charter. The downside is, again, some commissioners may want to weigh in on all departments.
How does one, two, or three work with this form right here? This one here says self-evaluation, and that's not anything.
It's only if that box is checked, it's the self-evaluation.
Only if it's checked. It doesn't have to be.
So you can fill it out and it's not a self-eval.
Okay.
I can fill it out for myself and do a self-eval, and you could have both present, the self-eval one and the other one.
Okay. So the way this would work, with option three, you'd fill this out for your department, and then you'd give it over to Annette. And then Annette would show it to the other two commissioners, and if they're fine, they're like, that looks fine to me, then you can just present it to the department. If one of the other commissioners goes, I don't agree with this, then all three fill it out. We take the average score. and then you can present. And if it's below competent, then we schedule an executive session meeting to address the performance deficiency. Because if all three think that they're below...
Yeah.
Because if the board as a whole agrees that this department manager isn't competent, you know, they're below competent, you should address that. You should schedule a meeting and you should address it. And if they don't approve, then they won't be here very long.
Gotcha. Any strong feelings from Commissioner Zach, Commissioner Morgan?
If we go back to our charter, it says the decision is it has to be at least two of the three. And I guess we can delegate some authorities and such like that. But to me, I think that having all three weigh in, there's sometimes feedback that can be provided that you don't have another opportunity. I am concerned, too, that we wouldn't necessarily know when this is happening. So looking back through past boards like 20 years ago, they had it scheduled in the weekly schedule of the commissioners. There'd be an hour designated for a evaluation of the department head. Yep. So it would just be worked into
Do you want a week or one every other week? Or
you know, I don't know if it's... We do
maybe
them all
do
the
two
same.
At a time.
Well, and the charter says the when, you know, before budget season, whether that's required or if it's just
I would say
as the hire date.
The charter provision that says you will do it during the budget season would be a violation of the 14th Amendment.
Which is what?
The 14th Amendment says that you have a right to life and liberty, and it's the liberty provision that it would violate. Because doing an evaluation in a public meeting that's open to the public would potentially preclude someone from getting future employment and therefore be a violation of the 14th Amendment.
So I interpret the charter requirement differently in that the time of year versus the location, but I could have been wrong. That I was taking it as by the budget season, not at the budget season.
I don't think that's what it says.
Okay, it could be. But as far as the options, you can pick everybody at the same time of year, or you can pick it on the anniversary date, which is typically when they'd get a step increase, is anniversary date. So that would make more sense to me. But it would just need to be scheduled with the full board. And
so where it says when a new commissioner comes in, does that mean the beginning of the year, or does that mean... Before budget season, or is that during budget season?
I'm going to pull up the charter because I don't recall the language exactly, and I want to make sure that.
In looking at these three options, I'm pretty attracted to number two, where each commissioner fills out an eval and take the average of scores, and if it's below competent, then have an executive session to discuss. Because I think it should be all three members of the board. I don't think that just having a liaison is enough for me, because that's like picking one commissioner to do an eval, and I think the whole board, we're one of three. And so I think the whole board should have eval, because you have a perception of their performance based on your interaction. Liaison maybe has a different level, but... So what? We all have interaction with them at some point. And so I'd rather see one of three, because I don't want to see anything loaded either way, well or bad, for a liaison. But that's just my opinion. This is a work in progress.
Well, and option three, all three look at the evaluation. If you don't agree with what the liaison did, then you can initiate where all three can do it.
If you disagree.
Right. Mm-hmm. If
you have something in it, you say, nah, no.
I think that you should have a process that allows all of the commissioners to weigh in if they choose
at some point in time.
Option three allows that. But if it's not necessary, you don't have to.
Right.
All three options are valid options, by the way. If you want to have an executive session meeting and schedule a meeting, that is a valid option. There's pros and cons of doing that, and the majority of counties that are structured like us don't do that. But if you want to, you can. Coos County does it. It's not against the law. It'd be perfectly fine to do that. There's just pros and cons, and it's a little more.
There's pros and cons of every option.
Sure.
I didn't want to influence what you should do. I wanted to get pros and cons of each option so that you can decide what's best for you.
I see a con to putting in an executive session is it's not recorded.
It protects the discussion to be honest discussion.
Private, but there's no recording, so if something is said at executive session that is inflammatory or whatever, there's no record of it. at executive session for the employee or the board.
Well, but that's pretty normal. When I meet with my staff, I don't record the meeting when I'm talking about
No employee evaluation anywhere is generally done publicly.
Publicly, right.
That way you can have a true evaluation. And evaluations are meant to not be a negative thing. They are meant to, if there is an area that needs corrected, that you can address it there. But for the most part, it should be highlighting what good has been done, what accomplishments have been received, areas still to work on or could have gone better, and goals for the next kind of session. It should not be a negative. But it absolutely, in order to have the ability to have a frank conversation, should be an executive session.
Well, and if we have an executive session for, say, Arthur, let's say, who do we invite? Annette gets to go. Is the HR person here? Is legal here? Because that's part of the accountability of executive session. This is what happened.
I think it would be wise to have legal here.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we do have JJ call executive sessions sometimes.
Right, I'm just asking who's here for accountability.
It would either be HR or legal.
If you do, right. If you do number three, and a commissioner says, "No, I want this to go to the next level," then can you say 3A?
Well, if you do
3A, goes to executive session if there's a question.
So if you do three, the liaison does the evaluation, unless one of the other commissioners disagrees. So let's say you say, I think that they get
right
straight ones.
And you may have five that say, yeah, that's good, and then three that say, no, I disagree. Then you're not clogging up the system with every one if you all agree on Parks Director. Oh, fantastic right. job. And we all agree, fine.
Or terrible.
But
we agree that she's
terrible. But you get to Fair Board, and I write a good report on Tamara, and you go, you know what, I got some issues there.
Right.
Then we take it to executive session?
Yeah.
So what? The way it would work is we'll use Tamara, whatever. You're liaison to the fairgrounds. You would do an evaluation. Let's say you thought that she was great, and Darren was like, I have a couple issues. He'd say, I disagree. So
right.
then...
So he'd give the eval to Annette, who'd mm-hmm. give it to us two.
Mm-hmm.
And we would say agree or disagree.
If anyone says disagree, then the process is all three do an evaluation, we take the average.
And as a liaison, I could say in the evaluation, say, she hits two out of three, but I have a real concern. And you go, no, I didn't find that. And you two look at it then and say, no.
And then you take the liaison. Score.
If we don't agree either direction.
The liaison. It could go either way. And then if
the department manager is not meeting the needs, that they don't average competent, schedule an executive
session. To me, I don't want it to be average. I think there may be an area that you want to talk about where, so as the whole, they're still doing good, and
right,
yes, you keep going, but there's an area in this area that needs to be talked about.
Item number five, customer service, they're just not good at it.
And maybe they aren't hearing that they're not meeting the needs of their customers, you know,
right.
that
right.
we're
right.
getting phone calls from the public or something else like that, or the manner of which that we would just like to address, we would like you to improve in this area, and this is a way you can, or is there, you know, I don't know,
well,
just kind of talk about it.
If there's an individual issue and we all three have it, that has a different feel than just the liaison has that feel.
Correct.
And so, because if it's just a liaison, then you can talk to them in their office or your office and take care of it, or try to take care of it.
But if there's issues the other commissioners ever have with somebody, there's no opportunity for us to address those because we're not the liaison.
Right, although I have no problem going around you and talking to one of the persons you're a liaison with if
I
got a problem with them.
I would have done that to Jim Goodwin, too, but...
Let's not throw Jim.
So this is just my recommendation. If you want to alter a recommendation, say, instead of a total average below competent, if you want to have one category as competent...
Yeah, if any category
is below... category.
It should be addressed.
I
kind of like that.
I think...
So we're getting away from option one and kind of discussing the virtues of two and three.
I don't like option three. I like an executive session process. Mm-hmm. I find value in developing it together.
I think I, for instance, I used to be a training officer, and I was also a supervisor over other training officers. And when we, as the supervisor, I'd have a training officer come in, and we'd do like a six-month eval with somebody. And we'd together, all right, let's take category by category. How do you want? What's the examples of the why? And together we talked about...
Would they pre-do theirs and you pre-do yours?
No, we did it together, actually. Okay. I had the computer out.
Just trying to get the full picture.
And it's like, okay, so how's so-and-so doing with accountability? And somebody would say, well, this is what my experience is. And somebody else could say, yeah, but I had this experience. And so then we develop it together and say, and we can do it with the employer. We can do it without the employee. And then bring the employee in to go over the evaluation. There's options there, but to me... there's a value in, here's why I'd like us to do it together in some level, whether it's the whole or not. How else do we all hear how that employee's doing? How else do we have the discussions about, well, were you aware of that situation? Did you see that kudos they earned? Did you see that, you know, we may not even be aware, but I tell you, we're asked about things in the public all the time about departments that aren't ours. And there's at some level we could, we need to know the good or the bad. We need as a board to have the information, not as individuals. And I think executive session is important so you can have honest conversations. And in that process, you know, you can either do it together in that process or you can all bring it to the table and decide together and figure out the average or whatever option. But I think there is something to having discussions of why. Because in the why, it also might be go, okay, I'll give you that. I agree, and I'm going to change my score, or I'm going to adjust that. I think they should be given area in there.
So do you have a leaning, or is it a hybrid of one of these?
Can I suggest something?
Yes, sir. Yes, you may.
I like this form, okay? This six-page, this six-deal form, I like that. So if we take the information, who fills this out is where we are now. Does the liaison fill it out, or do we all sit down as a board and fill that out?
That's what's being debated
right
now.
Right.
That's, that's what I'm asking. So
well, here,
I want to know if we all
these
agree
other
on this
for
form
you guys
from Confederate. I like this form to start out with, and we may, after 2 years, decide, no, we don't.
So right. I am just going to pass out the other options in case you guys, in looking at them at some point, say... Oh, this looks good, too. I think there's one for Darren there, too.
Oh. Let me pass. Mass.
There is...
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. This looks like a tax return to me.
But this is what other counties are doing, so right. This is perspective.
What's this? Is this your tax return?
Who did
no, it's valuation.
Put their names.
Valuation process.
And then here's the Douglas County packet, literally a packet. I'm not recommending any of them. I'm offering samples of other counties only.
JPEG. Yeah, I'm not writing sentences.
No, I'm not a fan of that either. The Columbia County one I liked because it was on the computer and you go, bubble. You fill in the bubble. And you don't have to put an X or another number. I have one more set. So, Wally, if you want to look at it, and then, Wendy, I'll get you one. But just so you can see some other samples, and like I said, I'm not making any recommendation. I just think it's important to have some perspective of some forms that other counties are doing. So you have Columbia County, Baker County, Douglas County, and this one that is no name is Coos County. I know I got other stuff back from other counties, but that's as far as I made it in printing today.
When does not applicable apply? Would it be the safety thing? Like if you're in HR, how safe can you be?
If you want to add more categories, there are certain categories that don't apply to certain departments.
Where are you at?
I'm on the dotted one. It has a not applicable place.
Well, look at that one. Nobody's applicable in that one.
I know. They've zeroed
out. I don't know. Sounds like a non-starter to me. I'd get rid of
them. Yeah, I think we shouldn't hire them. Where are they?
Well, okay, so did you run a criminal background check run on all new hires before a job offer was made? That might not be applicable to every department head because HR does stuff where maybe it's not a requirement. I mean, it's either HR that
or
does it
or... felony on your record, right?
So some of these...
But this was a managerial eval kind of option. And these ones were self-evals that they present to the board and the board eval. But just some other samples out there in case there's anything that you guys...
Yeah, that we missed in this swing at it. I'm taking a swing. The one that has nothing on it is Coos.
The one with no name was Coos, yeah, that just said name. Of department heads. Yeah, that was Coos.
Because that's as almost as simple as ours, just has more categories. Instead of six, there's what, four or five plus 10, so 15 or something. Well, the one last one's attitude. Said you
the one on Coos here.
Material.
The one on Coos.
Yes.
Almost 15 opens you up to saying. Job title. Well, it doesn't have the person on there.
So and
doesn't have everybody's name on it, so I have no idea.
It does right here. Department head evaluated. Oh, okay. A.B. Smith.
You ever watch America Says? That's not long enough for the person's name in there.
Yes, you're right. It didn't have enough lines for that, and it didn't have a letter.
But
notice no it's idea. Got two options, that the employee has an evaluation and the evaluator has an evaluation. Oh. So essentially...
I don't mind the thing, and I first off, I don't. I think this one is a lot more complicated than the one JJ brought to us.
Right.
And I want it to be as simple as possible, so I don't think it needs to take 6 months out of a year... doing this.
Correct. And some of the stuff, it might be that...
This is the part I don't care for.
We wouldn't even have to have that on
there. Right. I'm just saying.
But
I don't
HR
like
would maybe send it to us saying...
It basically says, well, okay, I passed all this stuff, so where do I go from here? Where's my pay rate?
Well, so, again, I wasn't suggesting any
form. You're
just
bringing it. I get it.
But I do think that there is some questions in here or things that are good things to evaluate. Teamwork and cooperation, initiative, relationships, communication, work products, how are they doing on dependability, management knowledge, planning, leadership, fiscal management. I talked to a city councilor from another town recently that they are hundreds of thousands of dollars overspent from their budget. And how do they evaluate on that kind of thing?
Yeah.
The support of policies, developing others. Are they encouraging growth in their department of their staff?
And that's
problem solving.
I think all
attitude.
Those are excellent. We did have.
I think
we used
little,
to have 13 categories.
Deeper what we're asking. I think.
Well, the challenge I have with that, when it comes to department heads, is I don't know if you'd have the insight to know.
Yeah.
Do you know, as department heads, do we develop our staff behind? I don't know if you would know that. Maybe
right. As a liaison, you might.
But
a little more.
I think the department head can explain. How do you do this? If we were doing an evaluation where you came in and said, JJ, how do you develop your staff? How do you work to see how you're doing? You say, okay, I meet with them this often. I do in-service training with them.
I
do blah, blah, blah. And the department head can justify their score by explaining it to the board, and we can say we agree or not. Are we seeing the fruit of that labor? I'm not saying that every category is a this. I would ask that you look at any categories and see, is there one you'd like to be added to the list?
Right.
For the sake of, does something stand out as, yes, I think that is something. And you can always, on an area, I haven't observed this, I can't grade it. There's no harm in that either. But there may be a way of...
How many department heads do you have that this will apply to?
Right.
That this will apply to?
No, I think it's more than
it's 13, isn't it? Or is it 15?
15, I think.
Somebody told me 11 earlier in the meeting, and I wrote it down.
I remember hearing that number, but I don't recall thinking it was...
I think it's 15. Partners.
Seems like a lot. Now I really don't want to do them all.
But see, we are the administrator, and it is our function.
I know we're the administrator. I know we can.
We
can do a lot of things as the administrator, but is this the way to do it? For 15 people and go through all of these things one at a time with that person, which basically you're telling them,
so,
I just don't know whether you know what your job is, and therefore I need to do this.
But why a negative spin?
I don't think I want to go down that path.
But
I don't
but
want
it
to
is
question
our path.
There. I know it is our path, but it's also our path to keep the machine rolling and to have good people. And rather than us going there and particularly this one right here on the rating scale, this thing gets right down to do you how's your penmanship? How's this? I'm not there. I'm there. I'm there. I want it to be very plain and simple.
I didn't say do any of these. I said look at them and see does anything on it go.
Then you referred to this one. Oh, look at all the things we could put in there. And you
only
can.
As
you
thinking
can put this
of the topics,
but I'm not going to be part of it.
Dan,
don't
I
make
didn't
me
say
start calling on
stuff.
You two to take turns.
It doesn't
to talk
have
over
to be an
other.
All or nothing. The idea is that does any piece of something stand out and say, I really like how they do
so
this piece.
What I'll say is I recommended six. It doesn't have to be six. It could be seven. It could be five. I think this is just a few minutes to look over some of these. And if you see something that you think is missing, say I think it's missing.
There's an awful lot here to go through every one of these and try to find a snippet that I want to put onto this one.
Especially
or take away
in
from this
meeting.
One. I could be at this.
Well, let's focus, because I'm kind of with you, Dan. I like these. I like the simpler. And because I want somewhere to start with.
I want a starting
that
point.
We can agree on.
And starting simple, and then if you see it wasn't quite enough, I think we need to get a little bit more detailed next year. We change it.
Because it's a 3-in-1, I'm still stuck on option 2. I want each of us to fill one out. And then if the scores show up low in one category or another, then we bring them in to talk and say, hey, this is what we think. And tell us where we're wrong. Tell us where we're right. Yes.
Tell us what we missed.
Just a question on option 2. So if option 2 is the full board does an individual one and then you average it, so then is there one product produced that is then presented to the department
average?
Head? The average? And then any comments, is that produced?
What I would recommend as far as procedural, how do we do it, what I would recommend is it runs through the office manager. The office manager says, hello, individual commissioners, fill this out, sends it over to HR, and we compile an individual document with everyone's averages. And it would include comments and scores.
And then that one product with everybody's... Mm-hmm.
Would go next to the department head selfie eval. And if they're both, if there's no drops below competent, there's no areas to work on, then it just goes and it's done.
Go ahead.
At some point, the board needs to approve.
I don't think so. I think if the individual board, let me say where I'm thinking. So if the individual board commissioners are evaluating, then the board evaluated. If there is an individual candidate below,
we do not individually have any right to evaluate.
Just let me finish.
On top of that.
Well, no, my point is if the individual commissioners have evaluated and HR compiles that into an average, then the board has evaluated.
No.
If there is a below competent, then you schedule an executive session meeting.
I don't like that option at all.
We can't do that.
Is that two? Did you just describe two?
Yes.
He did.
Okay, so I would rather us develop it together. And if we come to a meeting with our votes, and we can average
it,
or discuss it together. Or we can agree upon or see if we can't agree upon an evaluation level for each one, but I think there should be discussion of the board, and we justify why the scores are, and we talk about it. Because there may be a process where you say, gosh, Lily, I think you're too harsh on so-and-so because of that situation, because I saw this as a different example, and I could say, okay, I hear you there. Or I could say, no, I really feel strongly about this in this case because of blah, 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 blah. And you guys say, oh, you're right, I agree with that. There has to be a level of us as a board functioning and doing this.
Right. So if we get together and we have 3 evals, even if HR doesn't average it, we get together and say, let's have this discussion in executive session about this employee without them here.
No, you can't. You're not legally allowed to do that.
So I have been told you can have the one to say you can compile the information and then you bring it in and you can... Because it's not disciplinary.
No.
And then you can bring them in and have that discussion with them. Or you just all bring everything to the table and you discuss it together is what you're saying.
Right. Well, because here's
the rules for executive session, there are specific categories that qualify. One of the categories is review of a public official. Mm-hmm. And the stipulations under that category state that the public official has to be there and they have the right to make it a public session. It doesn't allow for you to say, all right, you wait over there, we're going to talk, and then you can come back in. You can't do that.
Right.
Okay.
So the
that's why it's administratively challenging. Because you may not, you know.
Here's what I think, too, is I don't want to get into two commissioners approve, one doesn't, and it gets into a battle in executive session. It should be softened before that by the average or by a pre-discussion, which is apparently not allowed. Mm-hmm. So then it would have to go through the office manager or the HR to get the averages, and that one finished product is what we bring.
Session.
Right. We invite the person in and talk to them then. Now, the option two presented was only if there's some problem, is what I heard.
I don't want it if only is presented. I think we have to have the discussions.
Okay.
Otherwise, there's no value in the evaluation if you don't have the conversation as to the why and the how.
Well, I think the liaison would meet with the person.
I'm not interested in that. It's a board evaluation.
I still think it should be all three.
You're not interested. What does the board say?
Yep.
If the board agrees, then the board says they're not interested.
There is something, too, that we each observe different things and bring different perspectives to the table. And as a whole, that is the board's evaluation. And that discussion with the department head for the opportunity to understand a score. Why did you score a 5 and outstanding in this area? Because you did an incredible job doing blah, 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 blah. And you need to know why we scored you as a 5. You got a 2 in this area because there's concern about blah, 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 but we think that you have such value and you do outstanding in this other area, but please be focusing on this next year. There is a way that we can do this that you have to have the conversation, and the relationship that is key to how this works is that relationship. But yes, we have designated liaisons, but we have administrative authority as a board, and the charter requires a 2 vote of a decision made of the board. It's not that I can put something in, you can put something in, you, and then we don't have a good discussion. That just leads to hostility and uncertainty and questions of why did they vote that way. If you don't have that discussion, it's really not a way to do evaluations.
Right. It is time-consuming.
We average.
I could see some of those going on.
So City Council, when I was council president and I came up with that last form, I don't know what they did after I left. But everybody submitted their things to me, and I entered it into a chart and averaged it out, and all comments went into the boxes, and then that finalized product went out, and we all had it in front of us, and we
So you knew what each individual said, not just the average, right?
Correct.
Right.
But the average score was the score. And you had some that graded extra high, you had some that graded extra low, and as the average, it kind of just showed a flow. Mm-hmm. And
but did it correct anything that was needed correcting? No.
We have
well,
no
evaluation didn't do that because they're needing to compile the information.
What I will say is there are 0 that I have found peer-reviewed studies that show evaluations improve performance. They just don't. That's not the purpose of evaluation. People think the purpose of an evaluation is a tool to help you get better, but they don't work for that. There's other things that work for that, and the ongoing performance management works to improve performance. Evaluations don't. We do evaluations primarily to give us data to prevent litigation risk. That's why we do evaluations.
The things I do like on these other forms are the portions that talk about purpose. The evaluations serve as a tool to promote two-way communication between the Board of Commissioners and appointed department heads. It assists in meeting overall goals, improves services to citizens, plans for the future. They have different things that describe the why. Baker County says that. A formal performance evaluation system is designed for, what's the objective? To serve as a guide for supervisors to evaluate employees, to recognize areas of achievement and identify areas of improvement, to be used as a tool in developing deficiency and assemble sustainable guide or other thing, or promotion and disciplinary action termination. If you don't document employee evaluation, you're not.
So I'm not saying don't do them. I'm super advocate we should be doing them. I think that the fact that department managers are not consistently getting evaluations is a bad thing. It is a tool that you use for performance improvement. It's just a bad tool. And not this one, every evaluation. If you look at the historical data on evaluations, they came out widely used in the 1950s, and then people studied them and went, wow, these are terrible. let's make them better. So they made them better, and then they studied them and went, wow, these are still terrible. Let's make them better. So they made them better, and then they studied them and went, wow, these don't work to make people better. They're a tool you use to prevent litigation.
Mm-hmm.
Or not to necessarily prevent litigation, but to give you defense during litigation. Now, if there's a bunch of things you do to make people better, this is on that list. It's just at the bottom of the list. So
I like this one. I'm just going to advocate for this one. Did you update your department's coop this year?
That's relevant
there
for the week.
There are some very important things on this.
So I would say simple is better than complex. That we have not successfully implemented these, at least in my 6 years. They've been very inconsistent. So what I'm recommending is to make it as simple as you can and then see if it's working for
grow
you
on it.
And
start.
Then progress.
Yeah.
Start really simple, and then if you see it's not getting the job done, you look at it again next year. But
I think we should look at it every year.
All of these
do
are way... Yes. I know they've all probably got... Each one of them has a really good one or two elements in it, but... I don't want this thing to be... Get 15 of these? Man, you got some homework here. You got some real serious homework here.
And
are we... Okay, how do I say this gracefully? Well, there ain't no way to say it gracefully. We're just looking over their shoulder. We're looking over their shoulder and criticizing everything they do. They're not going to look at it as a pat on the back. They're going to look at it...
Evaluating what they're doing.
Evaluations are fine. But if they're done very simply and, you know, hey, the general things that I do every day, budget, job knowledge, customer service, communication, budget, adaptability, and accountability, those are very, very broad things that I think are important to every employee, to every department head. And then if you want to write a book on the back, write a book on the back. But keep it simple. Some of these over here, boy, it just keeps going on and on and on and on and on. Then you go to page 2, then you have... Accomplishment, progress, next year's goals, blah, blah, the strengths and accomplishments. It goes on and on and on. Before you know it, you're reading a novel about everybody. Well, and they don't want to do it, and I don't want to do it.
But it needs to be
personally
done.
I don't know if
so
it needs to be done to this level.
I still want it to be really simple.
I do too.
For me, I'm happy with the 6. And I'm happy with all 4 of us filling it out ahead of time. 1, 2, 3, and whatever department head it is pertained to. Give it to HR or Annette, whatever's appropriate. Have them do the old city manager one where it shows all 4 of our things together. We come together in executive session unless the person asks for public meeting, and we talk about it and decide if the evaluation is correct, if there's any adjustments we want to make on our side or their side, if they want to make. And then we come out and say, yeah, your evaluation's complete. You could put out an average that way.
Going in your file.
Forget their self-eval.
We all agree.
Forget our individual. Put out a product that is our average. This is what the board says. Your evaluation in your record is. And we say, yes, we agree. And so then we've got a simple process that doesn't take a long time, that isn't onerous because of all the homework. And if we did 1 a week in 15 weeks, we could be done. And that would give us one week to do each one. Starting January 1st or whatever sounds appropriate, January, the second week in January, do them in a row. They'd be done before budget season. They'd comply with the charter, it sounds like to me.
Yes.
And so
yes.
I think that's a simple way to go to get, because it is the full board. And I don't want to get into the liaison has more weight or has to go back and try and correct.
I don't think so either.
It's a full board thing.
Liaison might have a little bit more information.
Yeah,
but
and their email might reflect that.
That should be open to anybody. And as far as liaisons go, you want to go to an airport board meeting, you just tell the girls, they'll notice it, just like we did last night. You just notice it.
Right.
I mean, it's not the liaison.
Well,
the only
we shouldn't
one
be
that
personally
to a meeting if you have an interest.
Territorializing these
liaisons. You have an interest in the fair board and the way the fair board operates. Just say you want to go to a fair board meeting.
There's a difference between attending an advisory board meeting and the board having discussions about evaluations and how things go. So I appreciate that we can go to an advisory meeting, but that's not necessarily descriptive of how somebody's doing their job and how they're doing, if they're getting work done, if they're accomplishing goals. I would say that there are things on the Columbia one that I actually think are kind of interesting. I'm not saying there's everything on there, but it really does have a little bit more of a dialogue of things that are managerial responsibilities that might be worth seeing if there's components of it. I like that it is a bubble fill-in. They have a form that you literally just have to hit the bubble and it grades it for you, so you don't have to circle and... Or I know this one's on the computer too, but I'm not saying there's all these parts to it, but and I even like the titles of Needs Improvement, Meet Expectations, Solid Performer. I mean, it's kind of a different way of defining it. But their main categories are manages job, gets job done, attitude on the job, and then follows job requirements. And of those job requirements, they've set some things for their county that those department heads are supposed to do every year. And they're evaluated on, did you get it done? I'm not saying we have to do all that, but I think there are some interesting things that are some guidelines that are some things of, as liaisons, are we talking about this stuff with our department heads during the year? How you doing with your evaluations with your staff? How you doing with getting your, grant system? Are you getting help with that if you need? How do we know what positions to fund if we don't know how all these things are going? These would be good guidelines of conversations to have with how you doing with that. And I don't know, that's the one that I think out of the ones that I saw from these other counties, that one I thought was interesting. So,
well, might I suggest, and I kind of like changing these titles too, this other one from Coos had the needs improvement, meets expectations, and exceeds expectations. It just sounds better than competent and above standard. But why don't we ask JJ to take this form and make a couple blank boxes after it that each one of us could suggest if we find something in here we like. We say, I really want to add that one question. And we'll come back next Wednesday or whatever and go, okay, here's what we're proposing with this option. And then we'll have something to really look at and not have... Because we keep cross-talking and we keep blending back into who should evaluate, and then we blend into what's the liaison role, and we're getting far afield if I've got to narrow this down. And so, because I like the ones we have, and like I said, if we had a couple blanks, we could fill in on our own and come in. You know, I did find one in here, or I found three in here that I really liked, and I'd rather call it exceeds expectations. And so I can change that on my form. And we can come back and get this, because I just got to find a way to move this forward. I don't want to have this conversation every week.
I agree.
Yeah. Does that sound reasonable?
I think that's perfectly fine. I can do that.
Okay. I think that would help us move the ball. And then we could go, well, I don't quite like that. We should do this. And then you could, then it would be something, this is what we're going to do, unless you guys want to tweak it. And then we'll tweak it and go, all three of us want to add this one? Yeah, we could add that one. I do like the, but there's got to be a place to write. It can't all just be check the box. Mm-hmm. There has to be a place to express ideas that are not included. Because some are person-specific or department-specific, and you'd want to write that, a place to write that down. So can we move it forward there? We're 1 hour in. What say you, commissioners?
Yeah, I just want to read over this stuff. Do look, because there may be something in there.
Okay.
Well, I think that sounds good. I do. Did we decide on anything?
Nope.
No. Decided that we're mostly there.
That it's a full board thing. I think we decided that. We don't want just individuals. And I think the person needs to be in the room. So we decided some things. It's just how you
We got a starting point anyway today, I think.
Yep.
I think so.
Yeah.
So item two.
Wait.
Yeah? One more. Well, it's yes.
I was going to say, I mean, Darren was the one who laid out the vision here most clearly and most recently, and that all sounded legal.
Oh, good.
Which, you know, has to be navigated carefully.
Right, which apparently.
It does. And
I had to learn some.
And traditionally, items that are in personnel files are reviewable by the employee. And so there would have to be some contemplation in terms of the individual board's, submissions.
Right.
What exactly happens to that?
Where do they go?
Yes, yes.
And so, I think it's three in one, so I think it becomes an average that goes in their file. They can have it.
Okay.
And then next year I'd say, hey, here's last year's.
Here's the average is the only thing that goes in, yeah. So we'll have to navigate that. I don't have the full answer. I don't know, you may, but...
I mean, everything that you do is a public record, so you know, you'd submit something, it would go... get compiled, and the compiled thing goes into their file as a public record, I think.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. So just be aware that even though, you know, it's filled out and part of an average, your individual evaluation is going to go into
into the file to back up that average.
True, and be reviewable by the employee.
Gotcha.
And it's typically not reviewed by the public, but it could be under litigated cases.
It could happen.
So
it could happen, but yes.
Because it still is a public document, and all public documents are privy to public disclosure. Some of them require a court order, and this would fall under that category.
Probably.
So can I clarify? So we're looking at option two, where the full board does an evaluation, then it's averaged, and then it's presented to the employee?
Yes.
And are we looking at employee doing a self-eval? Because I thought I heard you said everything was combined.
Really looking at option one.
Executive session?
Lost track of what options are.
Option one is where you have an executive session meeting for all evaluations.
Right. We all pre-fill it out, all four of us.
Okay.
One, two, three, and whoever. And then we all meet in the executive session to discuss it.
Okay.
Meanwhile, it's compiled and averaged.
Okay.
So that they know what the full board thinks, because that's important, I think. But the individual, you can look for the granular behind it, but it really is 3-in-1. I don't want to lose that. They should be evaluated by the full board.
Have to be.
Right. And it has to show that. The process has to show it.
Anniversary date, or when are we doing next? There's like 3 in February, or 1 in January. No,
that would be
March.
A nightmare.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think they should follow the date.
Just you line up a 15-week period, and somebody does the legwork on getting people in the room.
Yeah.
Well, I honestly think it should be by the anniversary date, because if there's something on there that would affect a pay increase, a step increase, that's when it would be done, is it not?
That's typically why it is based on about an anniversary date, because it ties into their pay increases. It doesn't have to be, and not every county is, but that's typically what
it is. Let's get a schedule to see when everybody's anniversary date is, see just how kind of a big issue it is.
Yeah, that's probably why.
If there's three on it, or one of them has two on it, one of them has one on it, big deal. Let's just find out if we got a pile of, we got 12 of them in one deal.
Yeah,
three
19
and one
in one week.
That's not going to work.
Out of the 15, that's impossible.
I think it's a pretty well a crapshoot as to when these people all came in.
Yeah.
Let's get it out. Let's get to your department. Figure out how many.
That's easy. We can pull that up.
Okay.
Name them and when their anniversary date is, and we'll just say, well, we'll take this one, this one, this one, and this one, this one.
And
well,
it could just be near their date.
I agree with Commissioner Morgan that their anniversary date
so
is
we could spread them out.
Really pivotal in their.
So. Thing. Today,
is yours.
It's sporadic whether it gets done at all. So
right, we're heading the right direction.
Even if it's wrong, it's better. And if it's consistently, then it's still better than it is today.
Yep. Because we'll be doing what we're supposed to do. All right.
First off, we're never wrong.
If my idea was wrong,
and I'm never wrong, old Princess Bride.
I thought I was wrong once, but I got it all straightened out.
May I live 1,000 years and never hunt again. I don't hunt. Okay, so is there anything we don't want to discuss today because of time? Do we want to skip anything? I know number 4 might be a little time sensitive. Is that the public access into commissioner's office? Or am I misreading that title?
I don't know what that is. Personal
number 4.
That's, we need to have...
Personnel policy. I'm not sure what that one is.
2016.
Is it here?
Yeah, we've got it here. Before the Board of Commissioners, 2016 is here. It's the 18th day of February 2020, which is today. Not a administrative policy, whereas the Osceola County Board of Commissioners directed any human resource director to review, standardize,
just
and
revise,
make recommendations to the Board of Commissioners regarding the Osceola County administrative
it's
policy.
Rules around email? Is that what it is?
So last week... John McCafferty brought forward some recommendations on a policy change to put some parameters on how we use technology.
Yes.
In order to basically put some teeth in our policy where don't mess around, we're going to hold you accountable. The board directed me to draft a board order to codify those changes in policy. So this board order just does that.
This is policy number is manual 3.10.
Can we just clean up some of the... extra numbers that are crossed out.
If you hit accept, it all cleans up.
It's okay. We only have a scanned version, so whatever our scanned version is, it has those changes still highlighted.
Well, I'd like a chance to look at this one. I didn't get a chance to. If I had a chance,
Is it any different than what we saw last week?
No.
It doesn't look any different.
No, it's just the stuff that John talked about last week. He said, are you okay with these changes? You said yes.
Right.
We put it into a document, and then this is just what was discussed last week.
I do know that we have had an employee's computer shut down, had to be replaced because of activity. So it is something that I think is an important thing that we support a policy sooner than later.
How many computers do we have company-wide?
About 500.
Well, it's not bad.
More than you can carry.
Except not one bad, can but shut down the whole network.
But it could have.
Yeah.
It could have been a...
Fortunately, the practices that John and his staff have put into place detected that employees' information on the dark web and immediately confiscated the computer and shut down any access to the network. But I think that I'm going to be trying to see if we can get some more information. I know they're constantly on it, but it's a big deal.
Well, and should we move it forward to a meeting for adoption? And that would give me a chance to read it. And
what's the board order? Cause, so you could do it.
It just
today.
Has to go to a weekly business session.
It actually can be at any public notice meeting. It could be adopted right now.
Oh, got
it. Because
it was noticed. It was noticed for today's meeting. So
right.
If you want to adopt it right now, you can. If you want to push
and
it
I have trust.
Meeting, you can.
I got trust. I love that company.
Yeah.
He knows what he's looking at. He knows what the issues are.
And he did. He did take the policy, push it out to all the department heads, to get feedback. And there were a few changes based on that feedback. He also. Chatted with you all and made a couple changes based on your feedback.
Right. So it's already matured a bit.
Yeah.
Well, and I have no problem moving it forward, even though I'm not fully versed in every sentence. I trust the vetting process that's already happened. So.
I make a motion that we adopt board order number 2020-016.
I'll second that.
Excellent motion. Now we're seconded. Further discussion. Look at this. We're moving along. Any further discussion?
No.
All those in favor say aye.
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 And aye. Tell John good job. Putting it all together. I know you helped. So good job for you, too.
It was mostly John.
Everybody gets a little. Good. We made something happen. Do you have another preference, a movement meeting or liaison policy discussion?
I'm just here for liaison policy, personally.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
I think all we would have in movement will be just an update on one particular part, because nothing's really happened over there yet. I think it was, didn't you have something?
I think it was just to give you an opportunity to look at the book, because when we got it, people haven't had an opportunity to kind of look at the space movement book. So I think that's why we kind of pushed it over, so that everybody had an opportunity to look at it.
Because we want to get that movement committee thinking about what next, even though we can't. There are some things we can do and some things we can't do.
Right.
But we'd like to get moving on DA remodel.
Dispatch.
And dispatch, definitely, right. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're hoping for, at least permission for those two to fly.
Mm-hmm. I personally think that has to be a higher priority, and it would be great. So I would support that, especially dispatch.
Yeah.
Do we have a priority list of when these things should go?
We do.
Dispatch and DA have been talked about all along as those are your first steps.
If we didn't give you a copy, we meant to. We have a flow chart of when things can happen. And then there it is.
Would you like me to print out a copy?
That's fine. Just want to know if it's somewhere.
It is. And it needs tweaking. Every time we get together, we tweak it a little bit because something else, information comes in.
And as for me going in this book and saying, well, I don't know, I like that little office over there. I think I need to move over here. I don't know who the people are involved in the DA's office.
Yep.
And whether one of them needs or requires a window and the other one doesn't.
And part of the book is it's also the blue sky. If we could take the space and do everything with it, that's what's in the book.
Right.
Ryan is the first person to say we're only going to do bits and pieces of this.
Use this as a set of plans, and the whole building will fall down.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's not taking into consideration bearing walls and stuff.
The only thing it is, all the poles are still in there.
But it is, Like a good example is in that book, it has a bunch of stuff in HR, and if you put them all together, they think it would cost $90,000. What we would really do with HR
we're not
is,
giving
is,
HR anything.
Well,
$90.
Well, there's two things to happen. Either machine, nothing, or they'll open a door that already exists and it'll cost a couple thousand, and that's all they will do. So that's just an example of lots of stuff that's in there that you're not taking a bunch of walls on. You're probably going to leave existing offices and make a few changes. So
we'll pull that door out. We'll pull that door out, but we're going to have to cancel your bottled water subscription.
Well, and actually, the door is still on one side.
It is.
You don't even have to rehang the door.
Well, the person on the other side didn't want the door gone. So.
I know. It was cracking me up.
It's pretty
they did that in Leah's office. She's got a door on her side, and it's a wall on her side.
Well, and now look, we want to make the door again, so good thing they did it that way.
All of the door is
still there.
You get half the door with a knob on it.
I have to find the other half.
The other half has to be glued back in. You know, the only thing I had asked on it that you guys already took notes on is just having all the court infrastructure up to the courts. So we do have those delineated stuff. And there were some areas they didn't look at that have been asked for to be just the most efficiency, like the mail room and all that other kind of stuff. And but we'll see where it goes. I
think each, now that we have a full plan, I think each individual piece that is, hey, we really think this is it. We're still going to run it by the board. We're just trying to get the first ball moving.
I think
and
we need to
come
take
back
it a bite at a time.
Exactly.
And not
because looking at the whole thing's tough.
Yeah. We may find out that the DA doesn't need everything that you've offered in here. You never know. So
right.
Let's just take it a bite at a time. And I'm going with the DA and dispatch. I think those two are things that need
good
to happen.
Start.
We've been talking about that as first.
And
step
a hold off on selling Dimmock yet. We're going to contemplate because that was the third ask. Can we sell some things? And I think that was wise. So, let's wait a minute.
I did have that meeting yesterday. There were apparently some folks looking at the property and asking for tours, but because we said we can demolish that one building, they were looking for some grants to restore that building.
God.
But I think
good money after bad.
But I do have another meeting coming up in March. We realize that you can't really make a plan if public health doesn't have a place to go. So they were going to be meeting with, having conversations with our providers in the community. Is there a place that is now available?
What's the soonest option? Right.
And but the potential of some of the business Oregon grants. There's $5 million on the table right now. There's some other things. So, anyhow, good progress on conversations about interest and what we could do on that property.
And Marta said she toured it a couple of years ago, but is willing to tour again. We were going to set up some sort of tour for me to see it. I don't know if you guys have seen it recently, but I've never been in there since
I forwarded an email to all of you today that if you go through and scroll down through the bottom, you could see some folks that had asked a tour and were told no.
Right, but purchasers is different than policymakers.
I moved it to trash. I moved it to trash because I thought you were fishing.
I was
well, hoping
for joke
from earlier.
You didn't read the email.
Sounded suspect to me.
Yeah, it is a joke.
comedians, you
know. No, but if they were, if they continue as a potential partner, it would be appropriate to see what we're facing.
Yeah, what's in there. But I may not want to be there as a policy setter with a potential buyer.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
No,
I want to be in there with Marta and Ryan and Elaine. And
I would be
group.
Interested
Alex.
In that tour, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be a...
One of the things that we need to understand, at any given time, any one of us is going to get something that will halt a project. One person can halt all kinds of forward movement because we want to listen to that one person who's just throwing the bait out there that I might be interested in refurbishing that whole building. You're not restoring a car. You're looking at that building to restore it. You'd have to tear it down and start all over again. It will never meet. I don't know.
Seismic.
But here again,
I'd have to go historic.
I've done that to cars, and I should probably keep my mouth shut because I use that analogy all the time. So I won't.
I don't think it's all the time, but I have heard
most
one
of the
or
time.
Two.
You've heard it twice. Today.
Okay. Well, and I've known you for 10, 12 years. So that gives a lot of time for both of us to tell a story. All right, so can we move on to liaison policy discussion? We got about...
I didn't see it in the packet.
35 minutes.
I put a copy of...
It was on the stack, so it might be there.
And this is just a continuation from what we've done. So we can pick up where we left off last time.
Great.
And if you get a minute, I need to talk to you about something.
Two of the same.
There's nothing to do with what we're talking about today, but it just came to my mind.
Sure. Pardon me.
This is just a question. I think you could.
So if I remember right, we didn't get very far.
We left off after B. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We didn't start on E yet.
About halfway.
Start on what?
3E? Is that where we're at?
Four E,
routine management meetings.
I was talking to some department heads recently, and they actually thought that would be appropriate that we have a meeting with department heads and electeds more regularly. That's us heading up the meeting. So if the department heads want to still have a manager's meeting to discuss separately, but that we host the three of us together a monthly meeting to keep conversation dialogue going.
How often?
Monthly.
Monthly? So we'd set it opposite of theirs or whatever for scheduling purposes, or near. Could be either way. It doesn't matter, I guess. But once a month, huh? With the full delegation and the newspaper.
Well, essentially, it'd be a five-minute check-in, and each department head would kind of, with the full board, kind of do a, this is what I got going on right now, or this is what we've been, you know, kind of thing.
I really like the idea. I feel a disconnect to the ones I'm not liaison to.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's an issue that comes up and I got to contact him. And it's just because there's so many and so much work going on that no wonder we did divvy it up.
But, I mean, I was
But I like the idea.
This was something a department had recommended to me, so.
Well, and has that ever come up?
We talked about at our last meeting, actually, there had been discussion somewhere, I think maybe it was reported in the newspaper, that the board felt that they should have the departmental meeting be a public meeting. And we thought that was, for what goes on in that meeting, a bad idea because there's a lot of stuff that isn't ready for public disclosure.
Right, just internal crosstalk. Right.
Well, a lot of it's just, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? Here's some ideas.
Half-baked
and
stuff.
Your opportunity to just take the gloves off and do.
Yep. Talk about nothing
just about anything.
Well, and we've talked about a number of things that just aren't ready for public disclosure.
Right.
And
Tillamook County, for example.
Right.
Was a big chunk of last week's.
Oh, right.
We can understand that that's something that...
The ransomware.
Yeah. So if... And what, basically the consensus was, if the board is there, the purpose of the meeting changes. If the purpose is the board wants to communicate with us, or if they want, you know, like an update on what's going on, that's fine. But
that
we're not...
special meeting.
The other thing is the board, or the overwhelming majority said that the ability for frank discussion stops when the board's there, regardless of whoever's there. And this isn't indicative of you three. That's been that predates me even.
Well, and it's totally understandable from my side of the fence.
It is.
I get that.
For me. I don't,
the one concern I have.
I want them to have an opportunity to say what they want to say without me looking over their shoulder.
Yeah, it's a
as long as it's
meeting.
Productive and work related, and then it's justifiable. But the one concern I have is that keeping in mind for that meeting that it is under public meeting law requirements, if anything is decided that meeting that would go towards advising the board. So if it is one thing that you guys are individually saying, I got this going on and I would need, anybody got some suggestions for me, then you guys are kind of utilizing each other as a resource to each other and you're kind of just a heads up to each other what you got going on for county business sake. But if it does go towards, hey, we'd like to give some feedback to the board, Fred Borngasser actually gave me some documentation that says that makes it subject to public meeting law.
Hmm. Well,
that'd
I think
be first
idea,
right?
I know.
That would mean that government, the whole organization just grinds to a halt, and you never have an opportunity.
If they had that idea that started to mature, they said, hey, let's bring that up at the next board directors meeting, if it's a fully formed, you know, we all kind of think this
well,
is
we
where
have,
we're headed.
Most of us don't have the authority to, I mean, anything big has to come to the board. I mean, we present it to the board for the board to decide. So mostly what goes on there is just, here's some ideas, here's some issues that are coming up, here's some training opportunities. So it's, you know.
Yeah.
So did Mr. Borngasser say that there are 15 department heads? So a quorum would be 8. So if 8 of you are there, you can't talk about anything?
No. That is, by law, makes it a public meeting anyhow.
that it doesn't matter if there's three commissioners.
If seven were there, they could talk about it?
It has nothing to do with how many are there. It has to do with that if the topic is going to be advisory back to the commission, then it falls under public meeting law, under the public meeting law. So it's required to have record and agendas and all that other kind of stuff. And so the potential is
if they're not advising, but they're asking a question of the board.
No. That if they make a decision that would be come back to advice of the board, or we're going to make a recommendation to the board, that it puts it under public meeting. So just something to take into consideration. Maybe legal can
take some time on that.
There's a new book of public meeting stuff. Let's challenge it. Let's see if Fred's right. But that's what Fred's statement was, is that it already is required to be a public meeting, because if anything is said in there that is discussed that will come back as advice to the boards.
Right. So if the board says, hey, Annette, could you ask the department heads this? It just spilled over. Because that's the inference.
But if we have our separate meeting and those topics, instead of going there, would come up in our meeting, it's advising the board, what do you think? Then it can keep it out of their meeting.
Right. Well, I think Wally needs a chance to look into that.
For an institution.
Because it sounds funky to me.
For an institution that can't have people talk to each other, we sure have a whole buttload of meetings. That we're not supposed to talk to anybody about anything that can go nowhere and get absolutely nothing done. And we you can't do that. Nope. There's always something against it. Why do we have this so many meetings? We're not allowed to discuss anything.
So we can look into it.
Let me let Annette in here.
Commissioner Mort is probably right. She's very well read in this, but it's just frustrating.
So I'm just getting where my source was. A former commissioner is who gave me that information. It wasn't my...
Then let's see, because like I said, it doesn't ring a bell.
Nothing wrong with looking into it, and if it turns out that the context may have only been within a limited scope, or maybe laws change. I would have
look at the governor's office. Laws change all the time. So my understanding, public
meeting laws, if it's for information only, that no decision will be made that will impact public law or public what's going on with the public, that's okay.
Right.
If we're coming to advise somebody that could potentially affect the public in some way, some public rule or law, then that's where you run into the difficulty. So,
if they're fully forming some idea outside of a public meeting, but all 15 are there, there's no decision made yet. It still has to come over here, and so.
But if they're advising,
I think it's productive
you,
not to continue musing about this point right now.
Yeah,
let's wait to see how it shakes out.
Appreciate that. No, and you're right.
I have a question about the form we're on.
We're
all the way under 4E, but we didn't actually make decisions about the portions above. We didn't actually get to a point that we agreed on everything.
I got copious notes. This is where we left off.
Okay.
And Annette does too. And so she and I had thought it would not be worth the while to create a red line of last week's meeting because we didn't make it through the rest of the document.
That's fair.
You know?
Okay.
And so, but I,
okay,
I, I'm
so on four, that we've 4A, what did we select?
I don't think we did.
4A was, 4A was selection of liaisons. It's going to be annually, or it's going to be biannually. There's going to be keep the same until request for change at any time. Elected officials' deference, and Annette, definitely correct me if I'm missing any of this, but natural connections between departments and other entities.
We had lots of discussion, but we absolutely didn't.
I don't think that was, I think that was still on the table. Those were the notes that we took, but I think there was some different ideas, so I don't think there was one solid answer to that.
Correct.
I think we threw out some things.
Mm-hmm. We actually didn't agree on if you change them or you're not, or...
Randomly assigned was knocked out.
Yep.
So was commissioners take a turn picking, that was knocked out.
Yeah, commissioners take a turn was knocked out.
Yep.
So we made some progress.
Yeah, and then, I think we kept group-like departments and entities together.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Yep.
We took out rotate from year to year.
Yep, right. Yeah, the annually got switched to biannually,
yep.
Number one.
Yep. So I thought we were there.
So I guess it was progress. I don't know that you're...
And this is to get it boiled down. Right now we got 9 options and 4 options. Let's boil it down to 1, 2, and then we'll have another document to look at and go, oh, okay.
There it is.
Okay, so back to E.
routine management meetings. My immediate gut reaction, Commissioner Morgan, is we need to have department head meetings with the full board. I don't know how they'll look because they're public meetings and how candid the information flow will be, but I still think it makes sense because then everybody can, hey, you're using the grant writer for that and I'm writing one very similar, or, you know, and that could come up at either one of those meetings, but I feel such a disconnect to the department heads that I this is a way to fix it, so I'm grabbing on.
Look at that February meeting last time where we didn't think people would be, you know, there was fear.
The
we
first
won't be candid.
One.
They were.
Quote, goal setting.
Yeah.
Right.
But what we learned is when we got there and actually experienced it, we had the conversations flow naturally. And I think that we're going to find the same thing here. It'd be a check-in. All right, where are you at? And you just kind of round table.
I think that would be very valuable. I would say, as someone who's been in the department manager meeting, when you're here and when you're not there, it's very different in the willingness of the department managers to engage. Because I've been at meetings where commissioner's there for a little while, commissioner's there for the whole meeting, and no commissioner. The willingness of the majority of department managers to engage in interactive conversation is massively subdued when a commissioner's there. However, what's going on in your department, I don't think anyone would have any issue with that. And
I don't want to take away the manager meeting that you guys are having. I'd like to add to it one with us so you can still maintain what you have.
Can we go instead of monthly, go every other month?
I would like it monthly.
So we have 6 meetings a year?
Could. I think that should be on the table.
That's true. If you miss one, it's 4 months between them.
As your manager meetings go, your manager's meeting, I don't want to be there. So when it's my turn, I won't go.
So that'll be a change. Let's get that noted.
I think that's part of the change.
I think that if you add a department manager with the board, we would change ours. Because we have a round table that we do. We'd probably get rid of the round table. Because that's already, it'd be duplicative.
Yeah.
So that's.
I want you to have the opportunity to speak candidly
We would have that.
Commissioner. I know we can be there. We're the manager. We're the boss. We're this. But also, I want them to have an opportunity because I have seen it to where I think there's a certain amount of discomfort with the manager, with the board member sitting there. I sense it going into the room, and I get up late. We'll just give you a quick deal. You know, you guys carry on and get your opinion matters to you. I'm okay with that.
Even I wish somebody would have told me that because I sat through the whole manager meeting, my first one, and nobody told me I was supposed to leave after the first few minutes.
Well, and it's changed because it used to not be elected officials that go. And so when elected officials started going as kind of the head of their department, it's like, well, hold on. So, but here's the thing. We can retain and give that time for managers to have that discussion, but we can also have a time that we have that meeting to retain the relationship between the department heads, electeds, and the commissioners, and have that as a monthly check-in.
And let me get practical, if I could, for a second. If we gave it 15 plus department heads, 15 doesn't count elected. Mm. If we all take 5 minutes in the commissioners, each takes 5 minutes, that's a 2-hour meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's 26 separate entities if each commissioner is counted.
Oh, golly. So that's, and not everybody will take 5 minutes. I get that. But
next
we certainly
thing you know,
won't
we
limit.
Have, next thing you know, we'll be renting the fire hall down there. We'll just have it for four days, and we'll just lock ourselves in a room and throw Nerf balls at each other.
But what about a hybrid of your suggestion of having the 3 commissioners come in January, then you guys have your regular meeting without us in February, and then in March we're back in and do an alternate thing to where we're not asking you for 2 more hours a month in that adding on to and kind of diluting your own manager meeting?
I think that the question you have is, what is the objective goal of having a department manager with the board meeting?
I think that it keeps us informed with the departments we're not liaison to. And so we're
better informed. And quarterly is not enough. Look at what happened with veterans last week. She goes, it's been 6 months since I've been here. Because you miss one and all of a sudden you're out of cycle. So it keeps a relationship going that we're hearing what's going on regularly. It was one of those things that came out of that meeting last February, that communication and the information flow. But it also... how many times have we been asked a question, but we're just one person, so it doesn't mean anything. So if department heads had a question, hey, commissioners, what do you think about blah, blah, blah? They'd have that opportunity to get that sounding board for just opinion and
and workflow. I think it, like I said, this idea was presented to me by a department head who wanted to still keep the manager meeting, but thought this would be very valuable and worth the time.
Right. Let me let Annette in.
Well, just another idea, if you're information seeking, and not that I want to put any work on anybody else, but you can continue your quarterly meetings, but then have the department heads give you a monthly report on what's going on in their office. So everybody's getting the same information. What projects are you doing? What are you completing? What's new in your office? What positions are you filling? So every month you'd get a snapshot of that department and what's going on. But then you can still retain their quarterly meeting where they can give their presentations, you know, like emergency management or public works or whatever. So they have that time quarterly. But in that interim, you're still getting that.
If they're coming in monthly, taken away, and they got to pull away from whatever they're doing to come in and give us a monthly report, and then once a quarter they got to come in and give us a quarterly report, that's redundant.
No. They don't come in monthly. They submit.
I don't want a written report monthly. I want conversation. I want face-to-face. It's about relationships. And the more often that it's us versus them, the worse. The more often we get in a room and we realize that we're all in the same ship together and we all care, that is the relationship I'm looking at continuing to cultivate. And I value the face-to-face. I think the one commissioner every 4 months loses that opportunity. And I think there's value in having us meet and hear from other people. Somebody might say something and it triggers a memory for somebody else. But I think the more often or not that we actually work together as a team, we'll function even more so as a team, and they'll get further support as a team.
I kind of like Darren's every other month with the commissioners and the managers. You still have a monthly meeting. Their schedule is still the same, except every other month we'll be there.
When's your next manager meeting? The
and
second?
It'll be longer.
It's always the first Monday of the month.
Yes.
Yeah. And well, so if ours was the other first Monday of the month, the next one, and that, yeah, that would be a double-length meeting. Does the time frame still work? What day? What time?
It's a wash from the manager's perspective.
If right. you did, yeah, they got to show up to every one of them. They're not obligated, but they, yeah. So you see, on the
they
odd
would be now
on the odd months, on the odd months, the board's in.
Yeah,
why don't you guys ask?
We asked this, and the overall majority said they didn't want commissioners at that meeting. That being said, what you guys are looking for...
I'm going to listen to that, because that's what I thought.
I mean, ultimately, what we want doesn't... I mean, you guys are our boss.
No one would be offended, based on the discussion, if the board sat in on the round table.
And that's what I was going to say. What you're really looking for is what's going on in your meeting.
Yeah.
Or what's going on in your world, basically. Mm-hmm. We usually finish the meeting with a round table. If you guys wanted to be there, what I would recommend is have the full board there for the first...
Start with the round table.
Have the first part of the meeting be a public meeting.
Every month. Or every other.
We do it every month, Dan.
The suggestion from the department head was monthly.
I don't want to do it every month.
Okay.
This leads me into, because I see it here, the weekly, monthly report to either liaison or the board. I try and have weekly meetings with whoever I'm liaison to just to keep up. And so I don't know if that needs to be formalized, that, you know, commissioners need to meet with their liaison or their departments or liaison
too. I try to call every Monday.
Right? And so do I. And I don't know what past commissioners have done. I really want to have contact with all department heads at least once a month. I think that's a better way to stay connected as an organization. And one of the things that came out in that goal setting, that we don't get to tell the whole board what's going on because the liaison's not bringing back the information, potentially. I heard that 9 times in a row from Julie Smeltzer's exit document. And I watched it happen for a year because I wasn't the best at bringing back information and trying to formalize that by putting liaison reports and or at least asking for them every weekly business session because I want to hear it. And I think we're doing better at it.
Well, we're talking about advisory boards kind of, but not staff interactions.
No, not staff. But and you're right. And so there's still potential there that I think this type of meeting would clean up, whether it's the first part of a meeting or it's every other month.
I just don't want to put an undue burden on staff, and I don't want to ruin your meeting.
Correct. I would like to hear the feedback. Would they rather a roundtable with the commissioners at the beginning, or rather a separate meeting with the commissioners once a month for
Let's
that conversation? So that you guys can still have your manager's meeting and not invade on that.
Or none of the above.
Well, two of us would like interaction monthly.
Yeah.
And so I would ask that we find the best fit. Is it our own meeting, or is it at the beginning of their meeting and we leave? And so I would like to get the feedback from managers if you'd be willing to ask.
I'm 100% willing to ask,
I'm on board for that.
Yeah.
It gives us good info.
If it's a separate meeting, my response to that with our manager meeting is we would ask the roundtable because it would be duplicative, and we would do the roundtable at your meeting, and that would make our meeting a little shorter.
Okay.
Right.
But it's one more meeting, isn't it?
But ask them. Does that cover?
But that way we can get feedback from them. But the desire is to cultivate working relationships and communication.
So that gives us some movement on E. We still want to keep quarterly reports.
Well, I think there was question on what we're getting out of quarterly reports. Is it what we want to see? Is there different things? I remember when this topic first came back to us, Annette had recently visited Klamath, and they were kind of in a 6-week rotation that it wasn't quarterly. It was just, it was almost monthly, but it took 6 weeks to get the departments through. On kind of what's going on that month. So if we were doing a monthly roundtable, would we need a quarterly? And I think that's something we'd have to ask, because the idea isn't to take up more time, but it is that we're sharing information.
So let's leave it on there, and we'll, when he comes back with information, we'll still discuss it. Gotcha.
And feedback can be gleaned on that point, too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
True. Okay.
True.
Okay.
How popular are they?
Might be a trade.
For me, it's
might
the only contact. Right, it's the only contact I have with the department heads I'm not liaison to, unless there's a special circumstance. And so I enjoy the quarterly reports. And if that goes away, then I want the monthly or the bi-monthly.
Bargaining chip that if we do the monthly, the quarterly does go away. And
bi-monthly.
I think it bi means skip one. But if it's
bi-weekly.
So if it's biannual, it's every 2 years? Is that what they call the session?
Biannual.
You can do both.
Great. Thanks for helping.
But it is what they call the session.
It is very confusing.
It can mean either.
Well, I don't like that answer. I'm going to Webster's Dictionary. I saw a really big one recently.
It's the thickest dictionary I've ever encountered.
Okay.
It's very dusty. Anyway.
So can we move into 348, full board as liaison? Mm-hmm. When we have a department that crosses all, like I don't have the list in front of me, but like
legal.
Finance,
legal
resources, HR.
HR, finance,
yep.
Legal.
And so I'm probably missing one.
Internal services, right, like facilities.
Yeah, IT is kind of across all.
It has been IT in the past, but IT currently it's just
I think he's the liaison to facilities.
Oh. Yes, but these were the ones.
Facilities? Aren't you?
Yeah,
they were at one point all under, it was the internal
under
service
all.
Fund. The internal service fund departments were all the board, but the chair was the liaison for signature purposes. So that's what is up for discussion. Do we want it to be that, or do you want it just to be the HR, finance, legal, and then the other ones fall under rotation of... excuse me, I got the hiccups.
I'm grabbing that paper real quick.
Because I think it's changed the course of time.
Yeah, it's changed even in my situation.
Ryan was, when this it was the whole board, he was getting hit from every which side because, you know, when it's the whole board, anybody can call it, and I think it needs to go through one liaison. But that's just my own personal thing.
So he wasn't in the room when you said that, so I don't know.
No. Well, I just see finance, human resources, and legal, and then report to chair. Charter Communications, or PEG, Information Technology and Risk Assessment.
So there was discussion about that because of IT. Not everybody had understanding of IT, so do they go to full board, do they go to chair, and even the other ones. And property management at one point had been pulled out from legal, as even though it's under legal, it has a liaison because of some of the stuff that we were dealing with needed a more frequent contact, and that's how I became liaison to property management.
I think I'd rather property... property thing to stay with legal and the whole board. We saw, I won't say it, but we have seen in the past when you have one commissioner say, I'm the liaison to that, so I'm going to do this, and then I'll bring it to you. I'm uncomfortable. I think we're all uncomfortable.
But we as a board had voted that it would go to a commissioner, and so as it is currently, that's how it is currently. And
so we may want to
change. It was a request from, it was in talking with staff that that request had come. As far as a...
But if we left property with legal, then we're all involved in it.
So
any
as you said,
thing has to come to executive session anyway, and we're all involved.
But there were things that were going on that they needed one person to go to. So that had happened, and so do you want that to be chair? Because there are times that you have to sign something, and it should be consistent who is assigned to sign, so you're not shopping.
Are you talking about just permission for someone to get a raise or something under $50,000?
Yeah, that liaison role.
That's the type of liaison role things you're talking about?
I think so. But there's also, I mean, there are some meeting stuff, but until it's voted on differently, there are some different ones there, but traditionally, these ones went through either the whole board or just the chair, and unless delegated by the board to change it, there's no authority that exists without the board giving it. So it's one of those things that it changes, and so what would we like it to be versus what it has been?
Well, and we don't really have a resolution we make to who's liaison, right? This is just agreed upon. This is not codified in anything but this piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. We can change that as part of this policy.
We don't. Right? We've never done it in a resolution.
Right. And do you think we need to? Is the question because,
well,
like I say,
I don't know.
Can we go back?
Yeah.
Right.
Can we go back to F1 and say chair acts as liaison to departments? Does that mean all departments?
I think the subsection is full board as liaison, the chair acts as liaison. So when the full board is the liaison.
When the full board.
So see how F is full board?
Okay.
So under F, if the full board is liaison, what are the options we want? Do we want the chair to be the liaison so every year it rotates with chair? Or do you want it to be assigned to specific commissioners? Do you want it that everything goes before the full board and there's no liaison when they answer to the full board? Or do you want it to be the full board has to weigh in and then the liaison acts as the follow-up? Those are the four options we're seeing there that are not an all-or. It's which of those four do we want it to be when the full board is the liaison?
Right.
I can say that I imagine Wally is the same way. Whether there's a liaison or whether there's the full board, it doesn't make any difference to me as the HR person, because if it is small enough that a liaison can sign off on it, it's the department that it's assigned to. So, like, if I want a commissioner to sign off on something that's parks that's within your signing authority, it doesn't go to the full board. It goes to the parks, whoever's liaison to parks. And most of the stuff that I have goes to the full board anyway. So whether I have a liaison or not, and I've had a liaison assigned and I've had the full board assigned, my process doesn't change.
So say it is a situation that, say it was something illegal, which is assigned to the full board.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a liaison. Who would you bring it to?
He's sitting right here.
It depends. If it's like I'm going to hire someone and they need to be above step two, I would take it to whoever's available. I'd probably start with the chair, and if they're not available, I take somebody else because it's within an individual commissioner's signing authority because it's a small. You're talking a couple thousand bucks.
And saying if we want to.
But if it's a policy change or if it's a something else,
it goes to the full board.
It goes to the full board.
So, and I think that's what we can define in this. And I remember last year I signed off on things because there were some things that needed a liaison, and they ended up coming to me for that stuff. With IT, we've been doing it lately on some things come to the whole board and some things were project specifically where someone was assigned. The web was specifically assigned that I was liaison to the web project and the branding project, but then for decisions, we'd bring it back to the full board. But on the daily workings, I was the liaison for it. But I'm not liaison to IT. I just was for that project.
Well, and I'd kind of like to see this last line that says report to chair go away. If you want to put risk assessment under one of these three.
Well, risk assessment's HR.
Oh, and it's under yours. So why do we even have it? I've never talked to risk assessment. I've only talked to you.
It's my second name.
And
yeah. You didn't know that was the middle initials of JJ? JJHR? JJHR.
I just don't. I don't like reporting the chair. It should be a commissioner. The chair has no extra power. I'd see information technology going to the full board. Charter, I don't know why.
I agree with you. That's kind of, this is kind of.
It gives too much power to the chair.
How often do you deal with charter communication?
I've never talked to them.
Anything on a peg comes before us in either executive session or something else.
Exactly. Same thing, information technology.
That's kind of my thought.
That's the whole board.
Even if
this is the whole board. Risk assessment is the whole board.
Right, that's HR, so let it be under HR.
Do away with the report to the chair.
Do away with that. That was easy. Quick, before they change it.
Okay. But
erase it.
It was before. Are there ever a time that stuff comes up that you do need a liaison in those ISF? Or do you just say ISF responds to the full board, period? I mean
the only
Arthur comes around and does the full rounds. You do the full rounds. But is there ever a time that you guys need somebody individually that we're not thinking of?
The only thing that I could think of is hiring decisions above step one or step two. I want to start someone at step five. It's a small enough dollar amount. It doesn't need the full board approval. It just needs to me. In that case, I either go to the chair or who's available. I just need a liaison. Hey, this is what I want to do. It's going to cost $1,000. It's within my budget. Right.
And then whose responsibility is it to communicate to the other two what just happened?
Usually they don't. It's a small enough dollar amount that they don't.
That it doesn't. Yeah, I could see that. But let's say it's not a small enough amount, or let's say it's something different.
If it's a big thing, I take it to the full board.
Then you take it full board. Okay. Yeah.
Like if I want to add a position, or if I want to add, I have a half-time and I want to make it full-time, that's a large enough that I take it to the full board.
Okay, thanks for the example, because that makes sense to me. I want the chair off there.
It's gone.
Do you have that list that you can hold that up? Or
I can share. Just don't put your fingerprints on that plastic. I don't know why it's unprotected plastic.
The ink is still wet on that bottom piece. So
I know, right? I found it really hard to get stuff in and out of those plastic sleeves.
That's a reason for that.
I know. Wendy did it to me last week, and I haven't been able to get it out of there since. If you can unlock the code.
So this should be changed BCC staff. I mean, it should technically be like one of these other ones. So if they made this a bigger square, it should be BCC office, Annette Sorensen, Finance Director Arthur O'Hare, report as one of the departments that reports to the full board. Yep. So it's the department head that reports to the full board because the staff reports to the department head.
And risk falls under HR.
Risk falls under HR. IT would be, we would just put IT, John McCafferty.
Yep. And I think Peg can go under IT.
Should be under IT.
Yeah, why are we making those?
There is a history on that. I'm sure
is. I just that picked a scab.
Accidentally land on the. But that history, I think, is more or less blown over.
Okay. Because it makes sense. They're the ones that are going to know what we're talking about.
Point with one of the anti-government people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who was on board?
Yes.
But
that was excellent.
But there was a time when we had a chair stating that as chair, it was liaison to these departments, and none of the other commissioners had a right to refer anything or say anything. And,
this is how to make sure those days don't.
Those are all high impact departments that we all need
that
to
cross
be involved
over
in.
The lines.
It's not like it's you know, parks, which only deals with parks, or public works, which only deals in tractors and backhoes. That affects the whole organization.
So these are all ISF. What about facilities? You was an ISF as well. Should it be with the others and listed as the others?
Isn't facilities under?
It's under Dan right now, but it was an ISF.
I think that one person with dealing with facilities. I know we'd all love to get involved, and we'd all love to point Ryan in a different direction. But
when it gets big enough,
that's not
we'll
any
it.
Statements of that. It's that yeah, is it ISF?
Gets big enough.
It's an ISF, and just having that conversation.
Yep. I kind of like it in one.
Okay. Dan made a suggestion that property management be brought out from under one, so I should bring that one up too.
Well, and there's a further conversation I'd like to have there.
And I'm not sure if this is the spot for it because we're just talking about roles, but I have an idea to have property management get in with facilities and help do some administration in that department. Because property is on the downturn of how many properties we're dealing with, property management. And I think that we've put a lot on the plate of our facilities manager, and I'd like to get him some help to do some of these larger coordination.
And that person would say if there is a need for a place, that person could go look for that.
Could, but also help with just administering that whole department and be a help because we. I think we need to have just a little more structure now that we've put more on the plate with the movement meeting and all that. That there's and let's get rid of Dimmick and we've been adding things to his plate without adding.
I would say help. The administrative burden in the department is overwhelming and he's in dire need of some help.
And I think we have someone in property management who could help with that. So maybe that's a discussion for another time. But before we move it anywhere. I'd like to have that discussion. Anywho, like I said, I don't want to decide on that today. That's not in this meeting. But we're also at 4 o'clock, and we made some progress, mm-hmm. I thought. Do we want to take a break?
Yes.
And take it on next week?
Yes.
There was one thing that I want to make sure we don't lose track of is that JJ has a memo in the packet about individual commissioner authority with department heads as far as discipline.
And it's not even just discipline. So Wally and I coordinated. I don't even know how this got on today's meeting, but it's apropos.
It's quite abrasive.
So really what we talked, we just met and said, what is current practice? So everything in this memo isn't new. It's what currently exists today.
Yeah, that's right.
Not in a policy,
but in practice.
So it's just a writing it down. This is what we're doing.
This is what goes on. Yep. In current practice without any policy changes. And because you're talking about what's the role of a liaison, we thought, well, understanding, no, it's not necessarily discipline. It's more what authority does an individual commissioner have to direct a department head? Because ultimately the board has ultimate authority, but what does an individual liaison have?
Which we've never defined officially.
Right. Yeah. And
here we are.
And so
let's define it.
Current practice. And this is going to sound a little wonky, but an individual commissioner has authority to really make what I classify as a strong recommendation. They don't have the authority to unilaterally mandate, and a department head is the determiner on whether or not that strong recommendation is reasonable. So I'll give you an example. If Darren comes to me and says, hey, JJ, I want you to give me a report that gives turnover statistics in some other department. That's a pretty reasonable request. If I go to Darren and say, you know what? I'm not going to do it unless the full board tells me to do it. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be disciplined for that because that was a very reasonable request.
And you
request.
Get a phone call from Commissioner DeYoung and Commissioner Morgan saying you will do that.
We're going to be
well, no, because that would be a serial meeting.
We're going to have a... We're
there
have
is a, not a mechanism...
There isn't.
...for...
I'll get into that in a little bit. Actually, okay. There is. But the point is, it's up to us as department heads to decide, is that reasonable or not? Right. Most requests that you make are reasonable.
Which is pretty mushy.
And there isn't a way to codify it, really, because reasonable varies depending on the department. So moving on a little bit, if we think that it's not reasonable, it's our responsibility to take it to the full board or to say, I think this may not be reasonable, or I think that this is politically charged or sensitive information, so the full board should weigh in. I mean, quite often that's what we do as department managers. We go, okay, Commissioner, what does the full board think on that? That's our responsibility.
And either one could say that, the department head or the commissioner.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's too big.
Yep. So, yep. You know, if the decision or the recommendation is going to change policy, well, the board has policy authority, not an individual commissioner. If it's going to completely change this, you know, the path that the department's going on, the department manager said, well, I think the full board should weigh in on that. That's our responsibility as a board.
Sounds
but if
reasonable.
It's a reasonable request, hey, can you get this information for me? We should facilitate that. So as it relates to a commissioner's unhappy with what's going on with the department man. Number two, and this one is, I think, somewhat controversial, but this has happened twice in my 6 years. An individual commissioner does not have discipline authority by themselves, but they do have the authority to write... put some documentation in an employee's file saying, I was unhappy about this. Here's some training that I administered as a liaison.
Now, it's up to the board whether you want to say that's okay or not, but that has happened, but they don't have individual discipline authority. Only the board can discipline.
How do they have authority to even do training?
That's
training as a response to behavior is potentially a disciplinary response.
It doesn't have to be, not necessarily. Training isn't inherently discipline. It can be discipline. You can include it with discipline. But what has happened is I have an issue and I want to put a letter that says what I felt happened and it was non-disciplinary. That has occurred a couple times that a commissioner said, I want to put this in their file, and it's a non-disciplinary thing. Okay. Now, you can say, you have the authority to say, we're not willing to grant that to an individual liaison. And you can
if
change
you have that
practice
in your file and say, for instance, your HR and somebody mm-hmm. from Jackson County comes over applying for a job and that action is in their file, do you look at it?
If someone from Jackson County anything in a file without the employee's written authorization. If something's put in the file,
but
I'm going to let the employee know.
And when the Jackson County, when you call for the Jackson County file on that person and it comes over, do you look at that? Is that action still in the file?
Yeah,
and
you
would use that to say, you know what?
It would be a determinant.
There's a couple of things to determine. So it is a black mark.
Potentially.
No matter how you sugarcoat it, that it's, oh, no, it's just, you know.
It's not one personality conflict.
Well,
it is still disciplinary in one way, shape, or form.
That's why I included it, because it has occurred a few times, and you as a board can say, we're not okay with that, and then in codifying the policy,
can those be expunged?
I don't think there's any current employees that have anything in their file.
There is a process, depending on policy, that you can have an annual working kind of file that things can go in an employee's file for the year that would go towards an annual evaluation. There's other permanent marks, but there's also some agencies have time frames that things, if at a certain level they don't go away, at a level they go away after a 1-3 year process. So we could establish a policy with JJ's making some recommendations of what things meet this criteria that go away and drop off after a time, or these ones don't. Different organizations have things. I don't know that we've ever... JJ and I had talked once about a... because we had one department head evaluation, disciplinary one a couple years ago, and afterwards just kind of talking through, that didn't go like we expected, or there wasn't a process, or it just kind of felt, And JJ's statement was, that was the first one we've done. Everybody else just got fired on the spot. I'm like,
yeah, we've only had, in my 6 years, we've only had two. So let's just go to the next section. We'll explain what the next.
Well, but before we do, I want to flip it over. If one of our employees went to Jackson County and was applying for a job and they asked for the file and you had one mark from a single liaison but not the whole board, would you send the one mark from liaison?
Yeah, if it's in their personal file.
You would.
Well, so then there should be a process.
I didn't want to make a long process longer. I just wanted to ask.
Anything that goes in the employee file, I'm going to let them know.
Okay.
And
can you give employee file information? I thought you could only say if you'd hire them or not.
If an employee says, I'm willing to let them see it, then I'll let them see it. Otherwise, they can't. So if they request it and the employee hasn't given me authorization, they don't get to see it.
Well, then it doesn't matter what's in it.
Right, it ain't going. Annette wants to get in.
I don't know if it's relevant, but when I was doing backgrounds at corrections, I would go over to Jackson County and look through their whole personnel file.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't take anything out of there,
but
I
could
go
available.
Through it. Yep,
it
I
would have to be made available.
And I had to look at every document.
Of course, there's some stricter requirements.
So I would rather it be that if something goes in the file, it's gone before the full board.
It would be available.
I don't know off the top of my head, but it sounds that way.
Sounds that way.
Yeah. They have to sign that they know.
Well, and the reason I included this is that has occurred. That has been standard practice. If you want to change it, you can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well, and I personally, I don't think a liaison should be handling disciplinary in any fashion alone.
I would agree.
And that didn't go well, you not need to knock it off. We haven't given permission of any liaison to have that conversation. If there's any concern of improved behavior, it's supposed to come to the full board. And if a letter's going in a file, it should come to the full board.
I that's what I would recommend, actually.
Yeah, because I think we're one of three. Again, we're back to that.
And then the full board would probably sit down with the department head.
So current practice, and I say current practice because it's happened twice in my 6 years. If a commissioner wishes to discipline an employee, the process is They consult with HR to determine if discipline is the best approach and assess liability. And if the issue was with HR, then they go to legal. Then the commissioner schedules an executive session meeting to discuss performance of a public official. The employee has the right to make it public. They have to be invited to the meeting. It's an executive session unless they want to make it an open session.
Sounds familiar.
The tricky thing is the board hasn't even decided whether or not they want to discipline at all. They have to decide about whether they want to.
There's been no discussion about what's even coming before mm-hmm. the board, so the employee has to make that decision before they even know what the situation is, if they want it public or not.
So then what they do, so then what the commissioner's role is to more speak to the commissioners, not to the employee, about here's the conduct that I believe has happened, and I believe that discipline is warranted, and they need to get the board to say, yes, we agree.
So I should pause this here. May I?
Yeah.
So I didn't know this was going to be the procedure in the one a couple years ago. It was one of those things that legal and I went to HR with the situation. HR said, JJ said, I'll prepare this stuff. And an hour before the meeting, I was told, well, you know you're leading this, blah, 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 blah. I thought I was going to be a member of the board, that HR was going to present to the board what was reported, and then as a board member, we can all be a part of the conversation. And one other thing that happened in that is there was lots of other stuff coming, and when I asked, do we put that all in the report, and it was like, don't put it in the report, you can bring it up in the meeting. But when I tried to bring it up in the meeting, the other commissioner's like, why wasn't it in the report? You can't talk about it because it wasn't in the report.
And the employee made it open session, and they had people here, it was messy. It was like, oh, that's
that one was messy.
Learning experience.
But I can tell you that if I had known,
stop it.
If I had known that I would not be functioning as a board member, but as the trial prosecutor, it would have been a different. You prep differently. You sit down and you get your stuff going. So in my thoughts at the time, it was going to be HR and you know, you guys kind of presenting to us as a board. And if we continue with the practice that it's one of the commissioners that leads the charge, I don't know the right thing. I'm just going to let you know that was a difficult situation. And then you don't feel like a member of the board. You feel like it's you versus the board versus you being one of the board.
Well, that hopefully is an unusual case.
It was definitely
a board member
unusual.
Well, is on the receiving end.
If we ever get into one of these again, I think prior to it, we need just like before you go into court for the first time, your lawyer will sit down and say, this is how you need to act in court, and so on. We should have had, you should have known way ahead of time, this is how this proceeding is going to go. And
you guys didn't have the months of, you remember how, you don't. I kept asking, what is the role of liaison? And one morning we were going to talk about it, and you called me ahead of time saying, I told the staff person to be there because you're going to talk about it. And I'm like, no, I wasn't. It was one of those things. I'm like, but you, because we can't, you know, and it's one of those things that we could never get determined what the role of liaison
but
was.
That's why we're here. We're going to figure it out.
Because there were months of things going on, and at which point, commissioners, does a liaison bring concern to the full board? What rises to that level of, we had this thing happen in the department, you guys should be aware of. Hey, this investigation is going on behind the scenes, but we don't know if it's anything yet. You should know about that. I mean, there were some things going on that at which point do we bring them to the full board?
I think the office manager helps fill some of those gaps because we have the information flow. Because I've told Annette before, hey, I have concerns. Would you bounce that off the other two and see if we should all talk about it or not, because I can't come to you and talk.
But we also can't have a serial meetings. No. So she can't be used to conduct a serial meeting.
No, not to find an answer, but to see if we need to have a open discussion.
That's not allowed either. That's what the handy case was about. Hmm. They were having a serial meeting about whether to have a meeting.
Gotcha.
They're coming to a decision.
It's odd, I know, but it's how it played out.
It seems like as soon as we get outside of the central circle, there's a lot of these veins where it doesn't work.
Well, I think...
Golly, I love this.
This page right here has got so many different examples, and everyone's going to be different. I just think we need a process.
We're trying to boil it down.
I agree, and I don't want anyone else to experience.
Exactly. And it was uncomfortable, and we didn't get anything done.
Well, and honestly, there had been probably points along the way that it should have come before the full board, and how do you do that? And if we clarify, I mean, I would say that the piece I do appreciate in here is that, okay, we need to start with HR. HR is going to initiate a conversation of... but it's like, okay, what's that scope of? When does that criteria meet? I still don't know the right answer here. And
well, and so I, what I'm seeing is the problem and a description of where it's fallen between the cracks. And so,
and this has never been affirmed by the board. It's
just what it is.
Yeah.
This is just, and so this is legal in nature saying what has happened in the past. This is codifying what's happened in the past, not even necessarily what it should be. It's just what's happened.
And so I'd like for you guys to come up with one proposed. This is what we think the policy would be that would work, that would eliminate the confusion around these things.
Yeah, we've got so many.
And then we'd have something to talk about, because right now I'm getting confused. And I appreciate knowing what they are, but they end up being rabbit trails and examples of what happened. And I want to get to the policy that keeps this from happening.
And I don't want to bring up rabbit trails unless we can lead them to solutions. And I just know that we got to learn from what Sarah mm-hmm. Rubric's statement, don't let a good disaster go to waste as a
right.
training opportunity.
Yep. Well, and that's what I want to get to. What is the process? Because I just asked the question over the last year. Before Annette got here, I asked Wally. And I asked JJ. And then Annette got here and I said, guess what? We don't have a policy for dealing with discipline. And it's because there's three of us. And it comes up in an individual liaison role, and then where do you go? And so I see, well, then the liaison brings it to the full board in the executive session with legal and HR here. So I'm starting to see a process start.
The inherent messiness is, in order for the board to act, there's no, like, low-level way to deal with it. So, like, if I have an issue with my employee, I just sit them down and go, hey, employee, this is what I'm seeing, let's fix it.
Yeah.
And the board... doesn't have the ability to do that.
Doesn't have the ability.
It, it has to go to this level.
No.
Because there's just, it's a public meeting, and by definition, it's executive session, you're here, and it's just, it's the inherent nature of the structure of our form of government.
A lot cleaner if it was handled before it got to that point.
Right, but who?
Yeah.
Yeah, who handles it? It's if it gets past, if it's
with the board. It's not appropriate for the liaison to deal with it, and the other board members never hear about it.
That's right.
And that's the problem.
Yep, that's the crack I'm trying to seal here. That I guess if it rises to the point of the complaint is enough that you feel you need to tell the other commissioners, then it becomes an executive session where we invite that employee in also, because you can't have it without them.
Yeah.
Right? And so...
But
it seems
but
like
that's
still
based on that commissioner saying, I think I should bring it to the others. And then you got two commissioners that are left out in the cold and don't even know there's an issue.
Right.
I like your idea of that's the way it is now. That's full of trapdoors. Come back with something that you think is a good process.
As a policy that either other counties have.
I have a couple phone calls to make before 4:30.
What?
That's kind of what we're working on.
Yeah.
And this specific issue, other counties without a county administrator have the same problem. Because it's just an inherent structural challenge with this form of government.
And I'm not
a pretty good way of saying
keen on a county administrator.
Inherent structural.
Well, in six years, this has happened twice, so
we're
it doesn't happen
lose Dan
a ton.
Here in a minute.
Okay. Lots of progress
so let's
made
put
today.
A bookmark.
Hey, thank you guys. Truly, thank you for having me.
I love this meeting, and it's going to help us, I think, be a better commissioner.
It gives us a chance to talk, too.
Yep.
And that relationship building versus one person, one person.
I'm going to end it at 4:19.